Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
We crashed through crazed glass in the white hot burst of the fiery blast. We fled through choked air and the deafening land scattering ash. Sun is here and I'm gonna crack, crack, crack. Sun is here and I'm gonna crack.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The band Ockerville River has been telling us stories since 1998, but lead singer and songwriter Will Sheff has never told a story quite like this. The Silver Gymnasium is Ockerville River's new album, and it's a tale of young friends just beginning to grow up and grow apart in the small New England town of Meriden, New Hampshire, in the mid-1980s. I know, sounds like another golden-hued exercise in nostalgia, but there are hints of something darker in many of these songs, too. I think it's a great record. I am really glad the band is here to play some of it for us. Here is Ockerville River, live on Soundcheck.
Tell me a reason to break things off. Stop the bleeding when it's my season. My mind was just raving, your eyes lit with heart. Our parents were freaking, but it was our season. All that time ago. If you wanna stop our stop my heart. All this pain inside, still just too sharp. What was I thinking? Step out of your trailer.
Step out now.
Into this dark.
It's dark out.
It's warm and it's breathing.
It was our season.
It's our season. Your dad is out sleeping.
We're gonna do it. watch while I'm leaving. And the cold will just creep in. Oh, Jason, I know.
That is Aukerville River, live on Soundcheck with the song It's My Season, the lead-off track on their new album, The Silver Gymnasium. Will Sheff, singer, songwriter, playing guitar. Good to see you again, Will.
Good to see you, man. How you doing, John?
Good. Lauren Gorgiolo playing electric guitar. Philip Palazzolo also playing guitar. Patrick Pistorius on bass and backing vocals. Justin Sherborne at our piano, some backing vocals. Mike St. Clair, keyboards, backing vocals, a little trumpet later on, and Cully Symington behind our drum kit. The band is Aukerville River, and there are certain clues, Will, throughout the album as to the time period. I said mid-1980s in the introduction. You know, that song talks about VCRs and Ataris and stuff.
Yeah.
So without getting really kind of specific about it, you can place this in both geography and history, I guess.
Yeah, I wanted to write an album where the entire thing takes place in 1986 in a small town in New Hampshire. That said, it kind of hovers back and forth. It sort of hovers around that time. There's moments where it talks about 83. There's moments where it talks about up until 89. And really, the entire thing is kind of viewed from the prism of being an adult.
Right.
So it's not really a kid's point of view. It's more like an adult's memory of a kid's point of view.
And there are occasional moments where your narrator steps back.
Yes.
As towards the end of that song and says, you know, this was all before whatever happened, you know, that sort of
thing. Yeah, I mean, that happens a little bit in Down the Deep River as well. As there's at the end, it's sort of
right.
Like now we're talking from the standpoint of adulthood.
So there is this kind of glow of nostalgia about it, but there are some hints of very dark goings on.
Well, I wanted to write about childhood, and it's something that I always knew I wanted to write about and that I was always fascinated with. And I was fascinated with it for the same reasons that I was annoyed by a lot of writing about childhood that sort of, you know, that's kind of always ongoing that you see happening in movies and in books and in songs. There's particularly in the indie world become a kind of a twee, like, wasn't childhood delightful current of culture that sort of started to surface. And I wanted to kind of, like, take a flamethrower to that a little bit. But at the same time, and I've always felt conflicted about this. Like, I've even thought about, as I do these interviews for this record, I remember moments where I would rail about childhood and the fetishization of childhood by writers, and I would say, you know, rock music should be more adult. People need to be able to make it more adult. One of the things that I've started to value about memories of my own childhood is the way that your brain is just wired on all this, kind of the own natural drugs that it's creating. And as a result, your experience of everything is very heightened and time passes really slowly and emotions are really profound and you read a lot into things that you wouldn't read a lot into as an adult. Pop culture, the weird songs on the radio or cheap cartoons that are playing on Saturday morning feel freighted with this really deep meaning that you don't realize it, but you're the one bringing the meaning to those things.
Right, right.
And I also wanted to talk about the first kind of ripples of pain and shock and realizing that things are not really that rosy.
Yeah.
Because I think that everyone who's ever been a child, whether they had the best childhood or the worst childhood, you know, they can relate to that. There's moments where you go, oh, shoot, this is not what I thought it was, you know.
So you really did live in this town of Meriden, New Hampshire.
Yes, yeah.
And you know, was there a friend who went missing at one point? Was there a search party of 18-year-olds, as you talk about in this next song, that, you know, it's the worst thing they've ever... Did this really happen?
That particular verse that you're talking about is based on something that really happened. And only the people in my town would know what that verse is about. And I was a little bit nervous about writing that verse because it's somebody's private pain that's like I didn't really want to capitalize on. But it's funny that you mentioned that particular verse because I got a email from somebody in the town, the older brother of a friend, a guy I haven't seen in at least 20 years, And he was saying, oh, is this about, you know, was this about this? And in this weird way, it was gratifying to me to get that email, because you always wonder if people get what you're saying. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, you know, most people aren't. But it was like important to me that people in the town got what I was saying about that. And it's funny doing something like this, because I didn't write the record for, if everybody in the town bought a copy, it would be a dismal failure because I'd sell 500 copies. At the same time, I think that sort of, you have to chase after wherever your passion is in your work. And that sort of sense of like hoisting the flag for a place that people haven't heard of and singing the praises of a place that people know what you're talking about. I like the sort of doomed kind of like quixotic aspect of that. And I believe that there's that passion and sort of love and personalness isn't wasted, and that people don't necessarily need to know exactly what I'm talking about with this or that thing to be able to relate and to remember, oh, this happened with this friend of mine. This happened to this family that I knew. Just like, you know, there's a lot of glorifying New Hampshire on the record, but you don't have to even be able to point to New Hampshire on a map, hopefully, to just get the sense of like where you grew up, mm-hmm. whether or not it's the city or the suburbs or the country or, you know, the savannah. Like, hopefully there's something meaningful about it, you know.
Live free or die.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It says it on the back of the record, actually.
Right, right. State motto. We're speaking with Will Scheff, hearing some of the songs from the new record by the band Ockerville River. The album is called The Silver Gymnasium. Okay, we mentioned Down the Deep River, the kind of the story behind it. For folks like me who did not grow up in the town at that time and don't know the specifics, it's still a very evocative kind of thing to listen to. You guys want to play it for us?
Yes, love to.
Ockerville River, live on Soundcheck.
And there's leaves in the street, and there are friends around you now. And all the days of your life in a line, all the way they seemed by 89. But it's not alright, it's not even close to alright. Seem like a very bad man, but we wanna keep away from them. Bending the road back there, we saw the place they go. Tell me about the greatest show, or the greatest movie you know, or the greatest song that you taped from off the radio. You wanna play it again and again, but it cuts off at the ending though. Tell me I'm always gonna be your best friend. Oh, you said it one time, why don't you say it again? All the way down the line to where the telephone ends. Come on and shout it on down the line. But it's not alright, not even close to alright. Down all of your house, down the road in December. And as the rescue party, the volunteer team, are they just kids of 18? And it's the worst thing they've seen, and they're standing all around that tree. And I'm so sorry, and I can't stop crying. Solid ghost. I ran and then I couldn't slow. My father found me though. My father took me home.
the sun, I saw you get knocked down, and I ran out of it, your head was spinning. With that bright pain, you're stunned, when you're only just begun to be only just beginning. Tossing the vibe of it, all those feelings and fears and all that difficult stuff, kid, in those tender years, there was something in the air, something gathered in the air, something singing away.
Ockerville River is the name of the band from their album Silver Gymnasium. That's the song Down, Down the Deep River. Live performance from Ockerville River here in the Soundcheck studio. They will be playing live here in New York on Thursday, September 26th at Terminal 5, part of their fall tour in support of this new record. And let's hear Will Sheff and company with another live performance on Soundcheck. This song is called Stay Young.
Stay young, stay strong, don't get on with it. Gone, way gone, one day you're all gone and you're all done. All my friends are running to their own corners, the herders and the haters.
mind blown and a jaw drops and all these hateful people judging and hand-wringing. Oh Lord, why don't you bury me in all they call sin? Open up your heart, show me the place where love is missing. How long have you been missing love? I saw all creation pulsing and dividing up and spinning. Now you have to lay me down because my all the crack cassette tape thrillers, the hand inside the tillers, and the $100 billers standing by the stone that was rejected by the builders. Bill was drinking at the bar they carried from the burning building. Never let it be said that he wasn't willing. And I know you miss him, girl. I blast the edges off the earth. You make it wider.
Once again, live music from the band Ockerville River from their new album, The Silver Gymnasium. That's called Stay Young. The band playing on Thursday, September 26th, at Terminal 5, part of their fall tour. Will, the title, Silver Gymnasium, not actually mentioned in any of the songs on the record.
That, yeah.
Although it is mentioned in one of the bonus tracks on the vinyl.
Mentioned in a bonus track.
What is the Silver Gymnasium?
Well, the Silver Gymnasium literally was a gym. See, I grew up on the grounds of a prep school. It was like a really sort of separate piece, Dead Poet Society kind of deal. And one of the things, if you're a faculty brat, that makes it a really fun and interesting childhood is that when the school empties out for the summer, you get the total run of the place. And I grew up in a dorm, and so my house became twice as big because suddenly all the kids were gone.
Uh-huh.
And you'd run around and play hide-and-seek in these dorm rooms that kids had vacated really quickly that nobody even cleaned, and they were all, like, crummy and weird, you know. The Silver Gymnasium was a gym on campus. I didn't know it was called the Silver Gymnasium. I just knew it as a gym that you could go kind of sneak into. And at one point, it had doubled as the theater for the school, so they'd put plays on there. And there was like kind of like behind the basketball hoops, there's a curtain. You'd climb up there and see where they'd had their dressing rooms and all that stuff. So that's literally what the Silver Gymnasium is. But when I was reading about my town and thinking about this record, I found out that was called the Silver Gymnasium. I didn't even know.
So it's named after a person, Mr. Silver.
Yeah, a guy named Charles Silver.
Okay.
I just started thinking about the image of the Silver Gymnasium and sort of like what that meant in terms of the sound, what it meant in terms of the image that it gave me, what it meant sort of on a more metaphorical level, I guess. And that was, it was either that or Cutlass Cruiser. That was my other title.
Well, I was going to ask, have you, Will Sheff, ever had an emergency tracheotomy performed on you while sitting in a Cutlass Cruiser?
Not while sitting. I had an emergency tracheotomy. I had a tracheotomy, a life-saving tracheotomy performed on me when I was about 1.5 years old. I got epiglottitis.
Do you remember it?
No, but I know that when they took me back from the hospital, I actually forgot how to walk because I was laid up so long with this tracheotomy. The doctor said I would have it until I was 12. And my parents were pretty, it's a pretty scary thing. And they had to like clean it out every day. And they had to like, I had to sleep a certain way so that I wouldn't asphyxiate and like get the tube stopped up or something like that. So, I still have the trach scar. It's like not as noticeable as it used to be, but it was definitely something that always hung over my mind when I was a kid. Was this this thing that I had basically narrowly survived this? And I was a real weird, sickly kid in general. I think it sort of informed the direction my life took, actually.
Well, and specifically, one of the bonus tracks on the vinyl version of the
record,
where
I
from
start
a Cutlass Cruiser.
About. Yeah. So my dad, more recently, my dad told me, I always knew that happened, but my dad sort of told me the whole story from their standpoint and the way that he remembered all this stuff. And it was, oh man, it's one of the things that I think that this record hopefully does is talk about childhood from the point of view of people other than children too,
because
when you get older, you start to realize how much your parents were sort of, how hard it must have been for them at times, and how much your parents were sort of sacrificing for you, and how
God, I hope that happens. I hope that happens.
I feel that way, you know. How
As
much
a parent
your parents...
myself, I hope that they eventually come to that.
I hope
to that realization.
That as I got to be an adult, I started thinking, geez, man, it couldn't have been easy. I was such a brat. I remember many, many moments where I'm like, what a jerk I was being at this exact time, you know.
Well, some of those moments memorialized now on vinyl and on CD. Although, really, this is one of those old-fashioned records where you sit down with the lyric sheet and you go front to back and you follow the story. I have had a great time listening to this record repeatedly. Acreville River, album is called The Silver Gymnasium. Will, to you and the band, thank you so much for coming in and playing for us today.
Thanks, man. I heard the operator's father. It looks like rain.